something of a slow time on the playing field at this time of year, but there are plenty of things going on right now off the field that are impacting those of us in the sports business world. That's where we start the Morning Buzzcast for today, Thursday, July 18th. I'm Rick Ellington. Sports Business Journal's John Lombardo is reporting that Altitude Tickets, the entity owned by Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, has brought in Ticketmaster on a temporary basis to work on Altitude's transition to startup Rival and away from its current partner of Access Tickets. Rival, of course, was launched last year by former Ticketmaster exec Nathan Hubbard. Altitude Tickets handled just about everything that falls under the Kroenke umbrella, including the Denver Nuggets, Colorado Avalanche, Colorado Rapids, and the Pepsi Center in Denver. Notably, this new deal with Rival does not include the Los Angeles Rams. Meanwhile, big news is coming from the hospitality world as well, as Legends is working on a purchase of event and merchandise company Maingate. Maingate will retain its name and continue to operate out of Indianapolis as it integrates into Legends' hospitality division. That, of course, manages U.S. soccer and UFC's e-commerce businesses. Legends expects the deal to close within the next 30 days. The agency world got a big shakeup yesterday when it was announced that Rich Paul's Clutch Sports has joined United Talent Agency and will serve as the entertainment giant's first sports division. Clutch Sports will retain its own branding as part of the deal. Financial terms were not announced, but LeBron James referenced $300 million on Twitter after the deal became public. Rich Paul obviously shot into the consciousness due to his association with James, but he has proven over the years to be far more than just a hanger-on. Paul represents around 24 NBA players, and the pull he has within the game was on full display this summer with Anthony Davis's move from the Pelicans to the Lakers. UTA obviously feels that Paul's presence will allow them to challenge rivals like CAA and WME in the athlete representation business. Seattle's NHL team today is expected to introduce Ron Francis as its first general manager, and the Hockey Hall of Famer certainly brings some instant credibility to the franchise. Francis served as GM of the Hurricanes for several years before being replaced prior to last season. Perhaps the most important thing that Francis will have to do in his new job is tamper down expectations around the Pacific Northwest after the last team to join the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights, reached the Stanley Cup Finals in just their first season. The Seattle Times reports that as part of Francis's duties, he will be able to give input on what the team's aim ultimately will be. For all of you still holding out hope that the Kraken has a chance, you now know who to lobby. That's your Buzzcast for Thursday. Hope you have a great day.